Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota officials are opening a state investigation into the fatal shooting of Renee Nicole Good by ICE agent Jonathan Ross earlier this week. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty and Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the move after the FBI claimed sole control of the case, sparking tensions over federal immigration enforcement. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says without this state intervention, the Trump administration will prevent the truth from coming out.
Is it deeply concerning that this administration from the very get-go is drawing the conclusion that they may ultimately come to? Of course it is. And if you got nothing to hide from, then don't hide from it. Include local experts in the process. We got nothing to hide from here. All we want in Minneapolis is justice and the truth.
Several officials from the Trump administration maintained that the ICE agent acted in self-defense in the shooting of Good. Minneapolis city crews are removing the barriers blocking East 34th Street and Portland Avenue in the area where Good was shot, saying it's blocking the streets and is a serious concern for fire and emergency medical response. Interim Fire Chief Melanie Rucker says they will not remove the memorial created for Good that's maintained by community members. Governor Tim Walz is pleading to protesters to protect Minnesotans and not turn the anger on ICE.
This is a brazen use of force. They want us to bend the knee. They want us to capitulate. The way we give them what they want is allow them to use this as an excuse to put more troops on the ground.
Walz has proclaimed today as a day of unity in honor and remembrance of Good of Minneapolis. The Minnesota Department of Health is breaking away from the CDC's new vaccine schedule and instead aligning with professional medical recommendations. State epidemiologist Dr. Ruth Linfield says the change by the CDC sows doubt in people's mind.
People wonder why is there a change now? And that is a really important and good question because there aren't any new scientific data that would tell us that we should be changing our approach.
It's Quitter's Day this time in January when many people let go of their New Year's resolutions. If quitting commercial tobacco was on your list, don't give up yet. Mike Sheldon with the Minnesota Department of Health says there are free tools and support to help keep you moving forward.
If you're trying to quit cold turkey, if you're trying to quit just by yourself without any support, unfortunately, folks are only successful about 3% of the time. But if you have that professional support, if you have the nicotine replacement therapy, the quit coaching support, those tools are going to increase your odds of quitting successfully.
Quit Partner offers free coaching and nicotine replacement products. Support is available 24/7 by phone, text, email, or live chat. And for more information to get started, visit quitpartnermn.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The University of Minnesota's men's basketball team is playing USC tonight at Williams Arena. The Golden Gophers upset 19th-ranked Iowa 70-67 at the Barn on Tuesday for their fifth straight win. Minnesota is 3-1 in the Big Ten and 10-5 overall. This is MNN.